Hello there, Sudan. Good day to you. You are listening again to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah, and we are going to today talk about the scenario that has emerged and how the tourism industry would face post-COVID. We have seen enough of 1.5 year, more than that, closure of tourism industry, practically no international flight, selected destination people were going in. So we have to look at how the industry is going to respond and how it will appear after the COVID scenario. Learning objectives of this particular topic of tourism industries post-COVID is understanding the changes in the tourism industry post-COVID, what has happened. Know about new rules and regulation that the tourism industry in the post-COVID period, and then know about the emerging opportunities. So basically, all with regard to how post-COVID the industry would be coming up, how industry would be supporting, how industry would be bringing in new opportunities, what will be the new rules and regulation that will be put up. Some of them we are already seeing happening. So we will look all this as a learning objective of the tourism industry post-COVID era. Now we again go back to our UNWTO's references they have made. The world is facing an unprecedented global health, social and economic emergency as a result of the new COVID-19 pandemic. Honestly speaking, none in the tourism industry was prepared for this. It was going smoothly well until 2020, January, February, up to February. Everything was smoothly going. The industry was expecting growth, which was recorded in the previous years, and norms were all set to see a growth and came post-COVID, the COVID era, resulting into none was prepared for it. There were nothing that was put into the marketing strategies. How would we see? Though we did go through quite a few scenarios that prevailed and affected tourism industry in the previous years, but they were of a short span of time. That could include financial meltdown, SARS, various different, like tsunami came in, then came in other disturbing elements like terror attacks in many countries. But they were short span and affected certain areas. But COVID affected the entire tourism industry all around the world. No country was safe from COVID impact. So we noticed drop, we saw an emergency of, and the, it was announced as pandemic. It is seen that the travel and tourism industry are among the most affected sector, with a massive fall of international demand among global travel restrictions, including many borders fully close to arrest the spread of the virus. Every country had its own policies. They closed international travel. They closed domestic travel. All was closed down. We are taking an account of what happened when COVID stepped in. Just an account. Almost every component of economic growth came to a standstill. There were lockdowns, there were scenarios, where travelers were not allowed, not domestic travelers were moving around. There were scenarios where curfews were imposed, borders were closed. Every country had its own protocol to handle. We are talking the period in the beginning of last year. Effect on international tourist arrival, known as ETA, expected number of tourist arrival, according to the December 2020 issue, which takes into account for the year 2020, as from time to time on different barometers, the UNWTO publishes figure, it says international tourist arrival, overnight visitors. Now, when we talk of international tourists, we are talking about those tourists who stay one night in their country where they are going out of their natural, where their habitat is, where they live. So all those fell by 72% in January to October 2020 over the same period last year. So 72%. Now what is seen? Don't forget, we did get tourists in Jan and Feb. So that was going smoothly. But from March onward, internationally, everything started dropping. That included the summer months of June, July, and August for Northern Hemisphere. This mainly due to slow virus containment, low traveler confidence, obviously. The priority for the traveler was the health, safety, hygiene, which was very much at risk in COVID era. Important restrictions on travelers still in place due to the COVID pandemic. And we do notice that various countries have still not opened their international borders. The fight with COVID is on. Many places, they are talking about the third wave. It's not there, but they are expecting. They are ready for it. Vaccine drive has taken place. India has completed over 100 crore vaccine for COVID. So the number of international tourist arrival were down. And as I said, many haven't yet opened up. For example, India has announced opening possibly at the full level in January, though visas have been opened up. And Government of India has assured first 5 lakh visas for free for e-visa applications. You may be knowing that India allows over 140 countries to apply online for electronic tourist visa. Effect on international tourist arrival, we continue to learn. This decline in the first 10 months of the year is representing about, look at 900 million fewer international tourist arrival compared to the same period in 2019. 900 million, very close to 1 billion. In terms of international tourism receipt, which means earning what tourists spend on their hotels, say buying airline ticket, travel packages, all the money that they pay to buy tourism services, they were down and a loss of $935 billion loss in the revenue from international tourism, more than 10 times loss in 2009 under the impact of global economic crisis, which I just mentioned, where in 2009, everything, economic meltdown happened and tourist arrivals dropped. Even the loss that was faced in 2009 was less than what we saw in 2020, which was 10 times higher. You can imagine how much tourism industry suffered. Many millions of people lost their jobs. Millions of people, millions of tourism infrastructure remained vacant. Many of people had very little income coming, not from tourism, but even from other sources, simply because not only tourism industry, but all economies were affected. So economic impact was very high. All of these we have been reading in previous month, and I'm sure with you as tourism student, you must be keeping pace with the happening and the development that keep coming in course of time. And this is what make a tourism industry student or a tourism player successful, by keeping himself or herself abreast with the amount of information, excuse me, with information coming in course of time. You have to keep yourself well informed about what are the development in tourism and hospitality industry. So the press release issued by UNWTO, the pandemic has ravaged economies around the world, and also several sectors such as travel and tourism being hit hard. Other industries also got the effect seen, be it agriculture, real estate, industrial, because everything was closed down, locked down. You were not allowed to move out of your own area. It has an impact. So it is estimated that pandemic will cost the global economy as much as $4 trillion in 2020 and 2021 due to the sharp fall in tourism related activities. It is thus observed that the year 2021 is likely to remain a dull year for the tourism sector. We still have another 2 months to go, to be precise, November and December in the coming season of tourism. But the confidence building, international opening up, international borders being opened up is still a question. Far Eastern countries like Malaysia and Thailand haven't opened up. Singapore has announced possibly November to open up. Russia, which opened up, has again shut down right now only for a week. We don't know how much they will keep again closing because of that third vibrant wave that is expected to come. So, according to the, effect on traveling internationally, what has happened? There will be less travel across the region, mainly due to the restriction imposed by various governments of different countries. So many countries haven't allowed international border to open up. Some opened up and closed again. Some have bubble flights. I hope you understand what is a bubble flight. It's an arrangement between two countries to run specific number of flights to meet certain demand, like their resident getting stuck in a country. Someone would like to join their families who were stuck due to COVID. Someone who would like to travel for an employment for which he or she holds an employment visa. To meet all those, bubble flights are going with no schedule operation. most commercial flights are operated on a scheduled basis, wherein departure, arrival time in a certain time period would be in accordance with the schedule that they submit to respective civil aviation, and they get allocated slots at the airport. Those type of international flights are not operational. So airline announces a bubble flight wherein they would bring in people who would like to leave from a specific country and go back to their home, or take people who were stuck in a particular country to go back and join the family, join their work, and so on. Some countries have opened up, but again, to those countries, number of flights operated are bubble flights. Full service airline on a scheduled basis hasn't yet started from our country. We are looking from India, things to start somewhere in the month of November, end of October. Again, 31st of October, nothing is going to happen. They are waiting because they are extending by observing, watching, analyzing the impact of COVID, how it is going to affect. Few countries have already opened up, some accepting with COVID vaccination, some are welcoming COVID vaccine plus test upon departure and upon arrival. Some without quarantine if you are okay with a COVID vaccine. So every country has a different protocol that has been put into practice. So there will be less travel, this is for sure. The travel numbers would be less. Expectations to come back to 2019 level, possibly it will take another 2 to 3 more years to come to what we were in 2019 if everything remains positive in the coming years. So look at the impact of COVID on travel and tourism industry, looking effect on travel internationally. A third of destination remain closed. So there are more than 190 plus countries in the world who are member of UN. There are many who are not even UN member, which is numbering totally, including UN member and non-member, approximately 220 plus some countries in the world with sovereignty and protectorate status. So out of that, only a third of the destination remain closed to international tourism. Status of travel restriction for international tourism as of February 2021, which is we are talking, if we are talking in October, statistic is taken in February. Things have improved a lot after that. Like for example, Maldives. For Indian tourists, many celebrities are going. Many high-end spenders are going. Some have taken Maldives as a destination for quarantine because certain countries want tourists to arrive. Before they are arrival, they are quarantined somewhere, say 14 days. So Maldives has been a good destination simply because Maldives is a country that has many atoll or islands. So island itself is a destination. You can't go out of that island. You would come back again to your, from the island back to where you have flown from. So worldwide, you can see various comparing figures, which a country is closed, one third is closed. Africa also sitting somewhere, same status. Middle East, some have opened up, you can see. Very less are closed. They need testing and quarantine. They also have restriction lifted in many countries, say in Europe and also in Americas, plus Africa. Many countries have lifted. But if you see the figure of lifted restrictions, it is very little in comparison to countries which have complete closure of borders worldwide. One third is still closed. See, unless cooperation shown by international destination, then only tourism can. A country refuses certain vaccine given in one particular country as not accepted for them, then even if the vaccinated passenger in the traveling country does not allow into the arrival country, what is the point of that, the vaccination that he or she might have taken? Because that is what vaccine is available in the country. So all is required, what all required is a cooperation. This is what even IATA has said. Cooperation between the country. The safety, hygiene, health being assured to the international tourists and the confidence coming into international tourists would only show growth in the coming years. With the protocol, of course, many countries have already announced that we have to live with this situation for some more years, like wearing a mask, shot a booster dose. After even two doses, a booster dose would be required from time to time. In certain countries of the world, especially where they experience extreme cold, there is always a shot that is known as flu shot. For example, in UK, you can take a flu shot. Even it was heard before this pandemic that we are talking about. We are taking into consideration how the industry would be faring. First, we are taking into account what we are going through and what will be the post-COVID scenario. So, effect on traveling internationally, the situation is changing. As the travel restrictions are eased gradually by various countries. I gave a count of few things. And here again, in the context of India, the situation for Indian traveler is somewhat tricky. As some countries will allow them with certain conditions. Countries such as US, France, Bahrain, the Maldives, and so on. And some will not permit them at all. For example, countries like UK, Germany, Australia, and Singapore. I've already mentioned this. Singapore, Malaysia also. Malaysia was, excuse me, for closed down for even their domestic tourists. Only very recently, Malaga opened up for their domestic tourists. Internationally, they have yet to announce for international opening. Israel announced opening in July and then they close again because they claim 100% of the Israelis were vaccinated with both the doses. And then again something happened there and they closed their borders for international tourists. So situation changing, you have to continuously monitor from tourism point of view, from time to time, what developments are happening. Excuse me. So we look at impact of COVID on travel and tourism industry. So effects where Indian can fly and where. What's closed? So we have taken into consideration Canada, passenger flight from India suspended for 30 days from April. Some of the accounting of UK, Germany, they are all closed. Netherlands, Holland, yes, Italy, United Arab Emirates, barred entry of travelers from India for 10 days from April to 25. Some of the statistics here has changed, but since there, I'm just talking Kuwait and Bangladesh, including Oman, because in these countries, locally, they have a lot of such cases. then from India, Sri Lanka, Singapore, Hong Kong, and Indonesia, New Zealand, Australia, gain close for Indian. What is open? What is open now? Where they can fly? You can see France, you can see many countries listed there. Maldives, of course, France has opened, has to go for a 10 days quarantine. So you can see that different countries have different restriction, different protocol, different observation, some with quarantine, some with test report, some before departure, with a negative report taken at the airport upon arrival, if found with the COVID quarantine, self-quarantine, forced quarantine to be put into the places where government want to stay. This was happening even in India, that they were put in a particular hotel. We are talking about international tourists arriving by flights mostly. So different scenarios. Of course, in today's time period, few of them have changed. So now, new traveler expectation for more. What are new expectation? New in the sense, what a tourist would look forward for is hygienic, no contact, and digital experiences. The new things, new normals that will be looked forward by an international tourist. Hygiene, safety, secure, safety, health-wise. No contact, no human touch. Wherein document, passport handling will be done by no human touch. And digital, everything to be brought on a digital platform. It is now required to show the document of travel COVID status. A greater focus on infrastructure relating to health and safety. Certain flights will be taking not 100% load, 80%, 85% capacity. Document handling will be with proper distancing, maintenance and cleaning, spraying. All that would happen at the hotel. COVID-19 testing, RT-PCR. Digital health passes for travel, an international travel pass, where you stayed, where you quarantined, what vaccine you took, that is all part of the international travel now. Risk-based framework for safe international mobility. Many countries are asking you to have a travel insurance wherein treatment for COVID is covered unto that. Uzbekistan, 3 months, 4 months back, came up that yes, if anybody get impacted by COVID, they will be given treatment up to $2,000 for free. And things will change. Of course, that was when to attract tourists. And likewise, many such protocols, new requirement, based on the hygiene, no contact, and digital experience would be more into practice in the post-COVID era. It may be anticipated that travel in the post-COVID era will be driven by health and safety aspect. So everyone would be more careful about health and safety, not limited only to wearing a mask. Possibly certain people have seen traveling on flight with a sort of a particular outfit, which you generally see with the frontline medical team at hospital wearing, people wearing that and flying. A negative report or a certification of vaccination will be required as a documentary proof for any kind of travel in India. Now, this has been accepted that you can travel be it is by flight or a train or a bus, there could be a surprise check that would come in. And you would be encouraged or vaccinated sometime on the spot. This is the new protocol for traveling now. In this context of international travel, the recent happening are concentrated around two things: vaccine passport and travel bubbles, which I just mentioned, bubble flights. So vaccine passport, suggested by IATA as well, is a digital health pass, global interoperability of digital health passes for travel that captures and demonstrates an individual's COVID test, vaccination or recovery status with strong user data privacy is the key. So if the passport is used in that digital passport, anybody would like to screen and detail with the confidentiality could see various development if he or she has been quarantined due to COVID test positivity, how many days quarantine, and what's the outcome, what's the report after that. It enables travel to prove securely and easily that they are not infected with COVID at border crossing points, which in turn makes international traveler safe and efficient. So what is a vaccination passport? A vaccine passport is a digital document that will function as a valid certification that the person has been fully vaccinated against COVID. Basically, detail of the vaccination that a passenger would have taken, a detail on which date the first dose, on which date the second dose, is also referred to as an immunity passport and is documentary proof that shows that the person is vaccinated against COVID. A vaccine passport is a fast becoming a mandatory requirement for people who wish to start traveling again. And there are a good number of people who have this urge and the push factor in them because they haven't traveled for 2 years and they would like to fly again with all the protocol in the form of health and hygiene. And that is what is a vaccine passport. So with that passport, which is a form of a digital document that would trace the detail of the passengers affected, if then what quarantine and which date vaccine was taken, what was the reference number of that. Who is using vaccine passport? Who is using them? This year, China rolled out its digital vaccine passport that could be accessed through an app, allowing authorities to verify an individual vaccination status by scanning QR code. Quick response code. Japan announced a similar digital vaccine in April. The UK also announced in May. European Union too backed a digital green certificate to allow citizens to travel across their 27 member countries. So, international vaccine passport is becoming popular for traveling internationally and with a QR code. So anywhere it can be scanned and the result can be seen. How can you get a vaccine passport? The government of India recently updated the Arogya Setu app, making it possible for people to link their passport to their vaccination status. According to the stepwise guide issued by the Arogya Setu, a person can get a vaccine passport by following the step announced on the website. So link your Arogya Setu to your web through a web portal with your passport number so that internationally it can be checked. And this is a site which is covin.gov.in, and follow instruction to obtain their vaccination passport. Now we come to new protocols while traveling. New in the sense, what will be required? The travel bubble. Travel bubble, also known as travel corridor, essentially an exclusive partnership between two or more countries. These countries should have shown considerable success in containing and combating the COVID pandemic within their respective borders. It may be noted that India has such arrangement with 28 countries now. So with the number of Indians living in various countries of the world, and likewise people from those 28 countries willing to travel to India, there are arrangement and travel bubbles have been coming in, be it is Canada, UAE, or any other country, Europe, US. They have all these arrangements with 28 countries. Between two countries, could be two different airlines agreeing to bring in passengers and take passengers. You might be reading that certain travel bubble flight went totally empty with one or two passengers in one way of their journey, but bringing them back from that respective country, flight was full. So travel bubble again refers to where we were having, I will just read for you, United Arab Emirates, United Kingdom, US, Canada, Japan, France, Germany, Bahrain, Qatar, Maldives, Sri Lanka, and Nigeria, to list a few. So then you will notice that none of the Far Eastern countries here, because they haven't yet opened up. They are experiencing big number in their own country suffering from COVID, be it Singapore, Thailand, Malaysia. None of them are there in bubble arrangements. Travel bubbles are under development in some places to revive air travel, which has plummeted during the pandemic. It may be interesting to see how reopening the sky without quarantine requirement at both ends of a trip could help reboost the global economy. Now, this is something far from our vision in the current scenario, where nothing of without quarantine also is happening in many countries. Only vaccination, like one of the countries not listed here, is Uzbekistan. That has opened up also for international travel, and bubble flights are going. Azerbaijan. But these are the few which have been listed here. Thank you very much. You were listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah.